This is the Modern Leader Podcast, produced by the Leadership Institute of Indianapolis. You can receive email notification when new episodes are released by going to modernleaderpodcast.com. Our aim is to help you be more effective at leading your team and growing your company. And now your hosts, Bill Caskey and Terry Sarbanoff.
Well, this is Bill Caskey and Terry Sarbanoff back at the Modern Leader Podcast. Our aim each release is to bring you a podcast episode that helps you as a leader or a manager to not only manage your own behavior and be aware of it, but also help you with your team as you look to achieve big results in 2009. Terry, welcome back.
Hi, Bill. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem. You're the co-host. I'm not having you. We're just having each other.
that's another podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't come across very good, did it?
I don't know.
So today we're going to talk about motivation. You know, in the sales training end of our business over at Caskey, we talk to a lot of VPs of sales and CEOs. And one of the most common requests is, what can we do to motivate our salespeople? And I find that motivation is a real tricky, complex, but yet much needed discussion that we all need to have about what does motivate, what motivates people, and what motivates us too. And so we want to talk today a little bit about some inventories of motivation. And you have 10, and they come from the Hogan assessment, which is part of which is the work that we do, one of the assessments we use. But I'd like to talk about that because I think and we had a few emails from last episode about, well, how do I really know what motivates, what drives, what values my people have? So why don't you get into a little bit, and you can either walk through the 10. I might have a question as we go through it.
Yeah, before I do, let me add to your thoughts, and those are all very profound thoughts that we don't spend much time thinking about. I certainly didn't. When, as a 35 years of being a CEO, basically, I thought I had to motivate everybody by money. I thought money motivated everybody. I think we all tend to make that assumption. That's a bad assumption. And if you ask me back then what else I could motivate people with, I might say trips, which is still money, or gifts, which is still money, or tickets to ball games or events. But, you know, it's all basically money. But all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but several years ago during my training and my consulting career, I discovered there were some more motivators, but there's a lot more. There's 10 motivators that we can now identify that motivate people. Now, some people will have several things
right,
to motivate them.
Right.
Some people might only have one, but everybody has at least one. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. Some of your most successful people might only have one thing that motivates them. There's no trend in terms of you have to have so many motivators to be successful.
So none of these are right or wrong in their face, yeah. And so so as you listen to these, how should I consume these? If I'm listening to this podcast, how should I, as a listener, consume these? Should I just write them down? I mean, we can actually put a list of these on our website with the post, so you can go back and listen to that.
We'll give a brief description today, but let me tell you too, and as you listen to these, realize these things have been, you've been wired with your motivational needs from the time you were born till you were about 17 or 18, and your all the influences of your upbringing helped you develop these values, motives, and preferences. So if you're 18 or older listening to this, you're wired. And here's what we're going to
do. I doubt if we have a lot of 14-year-olds listening. Maybe.
I doubt so, too.
I could force my 14-year-old daughter to listen.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's start with what motivates people. Let's start, with money. We've already mentioned money.
Yeah.
Of course, money does. And we call that commerce, and that's an interest in earning money, realizing profits. If you're in a company, money is everything's related to profits. Finding new business opportunities would be a part of that would motivate you. It's a lifestyle organized around investment and financial planning. That's the person who is motivated by money. And we have a way, like I said, of measuring that. And if that's the case, we know what turns them on, what gets them going, what gets them excited. But listen to listen to the next one, because this was my firsthand experience, and I didn't realize it until I tested myself. And that's recognition. Recognition, Bill, you said in the last podcast, that's a form of compensation. All these are forms of compensation. Yeah. We just got to look at them that way. Recognition's a desire to be known, seen, visible, famous even, and a lifestyle guided around that, to be noticed, dreams fulfilled. Some dreams of fortune and fame in terms of your fortune now becomes whether or not people acknowledge what you've done. So let me put that in some real easy terms. If my partners would have told me how great a partner I was and given me accolades on the business results instead of giving me $100,000 more money, we'd probably still be in business together, because I didn't have that motivator wasn't there for me. Yeah. They just kept giving me money, and I kept reacting.
Yeah, you didn't give it back. You took it, you cashed it, but it didn't really fill the void.
And I didn't even know it wasn't filling my void. I just knew I wasn't. Something's wrong. Something's
so we got
missing.
Two. We got commerce, recognition.
Let's go. Power. Some people, and that means just what it says. Some people are motivated by the desire to succeed, make things happen, make a difference in an organization, have the authority to make decisions that are going to stick, and are very motivated by bottom line competition. They don't want to just win the game. They want to smash their competitors and just rub them in the ground. And that motivates people more than money and other things. And I would have never acknowledged that.
Mm-hmm. But isn't there a there's sort of a complexity to this, because if I smash someone in the ground, if I win, let's just say win, it's a little bit less intrusive. If I win, I'm going to probably get money for the win. Mm-hmm. So sometimes what happens is we go out and we're motivated by power, we win and we get money, and therefore we think it's the money, but it's really not the money, is what you're saying. It's the process of winning.
The process of competition. So maybe the question is, how would you motivate somebody if their motivation's power? How do you put that in a compensation plan? Mm-hmm. Well, here's how. You give them objectives, and if we hit these objectives, your next move is to another level of authority that gives you more power, more competition, instead of a $50,000 bonus check. Right. You're going to get a promotion. Now, some people will be
everybody wins.
By that.
You save your 50 wins. Grand, and they do what it takes personally to motivate themselves. So
exactly.
Okay, good.
We'll next look one. At another one?
Yeah.
Let's look at our fourth motivator. It's hedonism. Simply put, that's the pursuit of fun, excitement, pleasures. It's a lifestyle that people are motivated by, organized around eating, drinking, going out at night. So they tend to play hard and work hard, and that's what motivates them. How do you put that in a compensation plan, Bill? How would you do that, though?
Well, I would think that hedonism is a quotient of fun, a quotient of fun and sociability. So it doesn't mean booze necessarily. It just means there is fun, there's joyfulness, there's a party atmosphere, and it doesn't mean it has anything to do with eating. Sometimes it just is a fun environment.
You nailed it, and if you nailed it right on, you couldn't have been more accurate. And we have to understand that we talk about the motivation at work. So if I have a group of people who are highly motivated by hedonism, I must acknowledge and create an environment, a work environment that is fun. As we get a lot of work done, but we have fun doing it. Now, what happens if we, you know who's a perfect example of that, by the way, Bill, and I know Dr. Hogan wouldn't mind me telling you, the Hogan Group. They're all hedonists, and they don't hire anybody but hedonists because their environment is fun. They're not stuffy. They don't have a lot of rules. They enjoy themselves, and they work real hard. But they have a lot of fun, too.
And the Hogan Group are the people who have created the assessments that
that's
we use.
Right.
So that's just in case people didn't know that.
I had a company that was high in hedonism. And so what I would tend to do is have a lot of luncheons and have food around. I would bring masseuses in to give 15-minute massages to my employees spontaneously. I would have music playing. We would have when you walked in our office, you would be entertained. On the other hand, I had a partner. You walked in his office. It was more formal. It was less gregarious. It wasn't as comfortable for me, but very comfortable for him. Obviously, he was motivated differently than me, right?
And so the key here, too, is sort of the unspoken thing, is that if you've got an organization at the top level that has a hedonist attitude, and again, I'll make sure we understand it's not just partying and you know, orgies. This is just joyful and fun. If you bring someone into the organization that's not that way, it'll probably spit them out pretty quick. And it'll spoil the fun.
Good point. Yeah. Could be. Or that's what doors are for. You go in and shut your door. And you create your own, you have your safety, your boundaries. You know, that's a good point. Not everybody's going to, we're not going to have everybody. We're not a company full of the same personalities or drivers and people that are driven the same motive.
Let's keep going.
Let's go to another one. Let's go to one of my favorites.
Let's do two more.
All right, let me do my very favorite. If I had one that really means a lot to me, it's altruism. Altruistic. You are driven by the need, you're motivated by the need to do things for other people. simply put. Now, if you really think about that, again, the first thing comes to mind is, well, how do I build that into a compensation plan? Well, you build it into a whole career plan, not just compensation. You make sure the people are high in altruism, are in positions where they teach, they train, they instruct, they consult.
Mm-hmm. They can sell.
They can sell because they're doing it exactly. Well said, because where they're doing something that when they leave, they know that person's better off because of our interaction. That fulfills. And you know what? Some people are only motivated by that. And that's a very important one.
So from a sales standpoint, just selfishly, since we on the other side of our business deal with that, I have found that altruistic people make very good salespeople, but only if the organization focuses on how we're helping our customers. If it's only about quotas and dollars and the salesperson runs into the VP's office and says, hey, we really helped this guy, and the guy and the VP says, you know what, I don't give a damn whether we've helped him. What is he going to pay us this year? That's not a good environment for an altruistic person.
That's right. Well said. Yeah. And you know what? I'll take it. You say that you like that motive built-in people who they're good salesmen. I will tell you, I believe in that motivation has to be in any good leader, because if you think about it, ask yourself a question. How can you be a good leader and not have the desire and preference and motive to help other people? It'd be awful tough.
That's another podcast.
By the way, there are some. I'll point that out. That doesn't mean that if you're not high in altruism, you can't lead.
Right.
It just means that gives you a head start.
Right. Let's do one more.
One more. Let's talk about an easy one, one that people don't think about. You ever think people would be motivated by security? Just security?
Just security? Yeah. It'd be a tough one, but tell
well,
me.
Well, a civil servant, maybe. Somebody that's in that kind of that they try to. People tend to gravitate toward those positions, but we're not in a nonprofit situation. We're in a profit situation, and we have people in our midst, within my organization, within our organization, who are motivated by security. We got to identify that, so that when we put a plan together to motivate them in a business or career path, that includes security on their part. For example, have you ever thought that a motivation technique might be taking something out of a plan? Well, it is. If you're high in security, you know what you are threatened by. Are reviews, evaluations. People in security are terrified of that. So
the month before the review, they start to get a little nervous and sweaty, and you see them pitting out.
Destructive behavior. That can cause destructive behavior when I'm out of it. And here's what happens. If you could simply tell them, if we hit our results, I'm not going to review you every 90 days. I'm not even going to review you every 6 months. Once a year, as long as you're on your goals. And I want to tell you something. That can motivate somebody more than any paycheck or any plaque or any recognition. Security. And how do you know that? And here's the bottom line, Bill. How do you know these?
Here are all the options. And there's five more that we didn't do.
Yeah, we'll do those next time.
Yeah, good. Okay, next time we'll get in a little bit more of the motives, and we'll make sure this is up on the website at Leadership Institute. Well, actually, just go to modernleaderpodcast.com. Go to Modern Leader Podcast. It'll forward you, and we'll have a PDF file up there you can download. And at least it'll give you some sense of, as you look at your people, maybe you can just put some check marks next to some of those.
This is the Modern Leader Podcast, produced by the Leadership Institute of Indianapolis. You can receive email notification when new episodes are released by going to modernleaderpodcast.com.